broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Some people don't like the part about under God, and in America, you're not forced to say things.
I'm not buying into this Western either. You know, the Cowboys think they're Clint Eastwood. They're more.
I was so scared because they did a surgery without our consent.
Our booty shake from left to right.
Bring out the hoe.
Blah, 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 blah.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Taking your ass to the edge of reality since 1990. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you anywhere, places where most talk shows, where no other talk show can go. Every night here, high school students on our shows tonight, on our show, I said shows tonight, it is kind of a plural thing, though, isn't it? High school, there's the left side of the brain, there's the right, there's the left side of my brain and the right side of my brain, and there's the left side of your brain and the right side of, well, you know what I mean. High school students are accidentally shown gay porn during a presentation on the importance of blood donation. Accidentally? The French band Muslim Veils, plus a Chelsea Handler sex tape. Chelsea Handler apparently had sex with a man. That and more, I'm kidding. But apparently there's a tape of her where she is engaged in a sex act, and it was a part of an audition tape, so she says. And if it was, it's very funny. It's kind of a funny thing. In other words, her audition tape, this is the joke. This is my audition tape. Oh, I'm sorry, I taped over me and my boyfriend having sex. That's the joke, and I get it. It's pretty funny. But a lot of people are not believing it because I don't think there's a whole lot of goodwill for Chelsea Handler in the halls of power in Hollywood. I don't know why. I mean, I don't think she's funny, but I wouldn't necessarily, you know, hate her because she ain't. Nonetheless, that's coming up tonight. Senior chat also with Harvey Wireman, Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, to join us here in a moment about a conversation that he had concerning a very interesting story, and we'll get into it here in a moment. By the way, our affiliate spotlight this evening on Houston, KPRC 950 AM, and Tucson, Arizona, KCJL 1330 AM. Google fires Kirkland engineer for accessing teen accounts. A Google employee was fired working in Kirkland, Washington, after he reportedly accessed the accounts of several teenagers. According to the website Gawker, David Barksdale is his name. He used his position as an engineer to spy on the Gmail and Google Voice accounts of at least four minors of both sexes. Gawker reports that Barksdale, now is Gawker affiliated with Google? I'd like to find out if you could, Bud and Jason, if it is, I don't know. I mean, it's important to know whether Gawker is affiliated with Google, whether they are owned by the same people or not. They are not affiliated, okay. Gawker reports that Barksdale allegedly assessed the the teens' chat logs and contact lists after meeting them at a Seattle technology conference. Now imagine this. This is someone that works for Google. This guy has access to accounts. He has access to Gmail. There are Google employees that can go in and look at your Gmail. There are Google employees that can go in and look at your any account that you have with Google, Google Chat. It's not clear what Barksdale's motive was, but Gawker reports that Barksdale isn't accused of anything sexual in nature and claims it may have been to show off his power as an engineer. According to Gawker, the story of Gawker, it's unclear how widespread Barksdale's abuses were, but in at least four cases, Barksdale spied on minors' Google's accounts, on a minor's Google accounts, I should say, without their consent. And of course, if it's a minor, you got to have the consent of the parent more than anything else, not just the minor. This is without their consent, according to a source close to the incident. In an incident this spring involving a 15-year-old boy who he had befriended, the same guy, Barksdale tapped into call logs from Google Voice, Google's internet phone service, after the boy refused to tell him the name of his new girlfriend. Very weird stuff. Stephen Bozell is a construction contractor. He's a father of two in Corona, California. And you had been to your kid's school today after you found this out, right, Steve?
My wife and I have read this story. My children are on internet, as a lot of parents, as a lot of children are, and I went to our school and had a discussion, and I was not happy with the response we got there.
Why did you go to the school?
Well, when we read the story about this employee of Google accessing the accounts of these young people, what we wanted to do was go to the schools and get a concerted effort between parents and student, excuse me, between parents and teachers, so that we could have a blanket protection. The school would be talking to the kids about what they're saying, what they're not saying on their Google account. The parents could then sort of double team, you know, when the kids got home and talk to them about it. I wanted to, and my wife April as well was concerned that we made sure that the all of our bases were covered.
I see. So you wanted to make sure that the school was the school aware of this story?
They as of this morning about 10 o'clock. I don't think when we spoke with Jane Cooper, who is the headmistress at the school, and Sally Ashland, who's the teacher of my daughter's 11th grade class, they had not heard about it. There have been other parents there. It's a very, it's an interesting story. It's a frightening story from a couple of standpoints, and but we were not happy with the response we got from the school.
I want to ask you about that. You say that the school gave you some pushback.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure.
Now, we talked to this lady Cooper, who's the, you say the headmistress, is that what they call?
Well, it's a private school. It's a C.K. Corona Middle School, and she's the principal, if you will. They had a headmaster last year, Bob Roper, who's a good friend of mine, and now she is the new one.
All right, so she's the principal of the school. She said that her conversation with you, she found unsatisfactory, but she didn't want to get into it because of issues having to do with confidentiality. So I don't know where to go with this.
Well, I said to her, and she tried to turn it into a problem that I was having. I said, we were talking, and I said that if you saw the story, I think we need to talk to the students immediately about their Google accounts, or whether they are... you know, have Google Voice, whether they have Google Chat or whether they have the Gmail. I said, you can understand, and I wrote it down. It was about 10:31. We were sitting in her office. My wife is to my left, and I was taking notes, and I wrote it down exactly at 10:31. I said, I can imagine what it must be like being an engineer for Google and being able to tap into some of this, quote-unquote. And then I looked up at her, and I smiled. And then I said, and I'm quoting again, I'm sure you understand what I mean. That's when she decided to turn this into a problem, and I was so offended. When I got home, I called my attorney.
And well, what was she offended by? Your comment was, you were there to talk about the kids. Now, this is a Google engineer.
Yes, Robert, we were there primarily to talk about the school taking action to tell the kids to protect their accounts, that there is someone at Google who may be looking into their Gmail accounts at the same time to let the parents know. And I was sitting there in Ms. Cooper's office as we were discussing this. I said, because as you probably can imagine, if you were this man or any man and you got access to some of this, you know, if you can, the words I used might have been unfortunate, if you could tap into this, I'm sure you understand what I mean.
Well, what? Tell me what you meant by that, sir, so I can understand why, if I can understand at all, I can at least why she would get offended.
Well, I mean, what I said was basically, if you're a Google engineer and you have access to Gmail or any accounts that have private information that is the private information of teenagers. Particularly if you're male and they're female, and you have the ability to tap in and look and see what they're writing about, I'm sure it's going to be a temptation for this man and maybe for other men. So what we wanted to know is that the kids are protected from him looking at it, and then certainly this man needs to be talked to and told. You know, I get it, but...
No, hold on. Maybe I understand why the... and our number, by the way, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Stephen Bozell, about a Google engineer who tapped into the Gmail accounts of four teenagers and was able to read their private information. Mr. Bozell and his wife went to their kid's school and got with the parents to alert parents in the school that there may be a Google engineer who's looking at kids' private info. 877-876-PHIL. But, Steve, you're saying something here.
You understand that I was there primarily at the school, primarily for my children.
And no, I know. But when you said to this lady, you know, I'm sure you understand.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you're talking to a woman, she's a female principal, and you're saying, well, I can understand how a guy would be interested in reading a teenager's webmail. What did you mean by that?
What I meant by it was, you know, I don't think, you know, I understand you're doing a talk show and you need to make it look like you have maybe an opinion that you don't have, but you're a man, Mr. Henry, and I'm sure you know.
Well, sir, I think I do, but I don't share necessarily your interest. So I need for you to tell me
what I'm saying, and I'm not going to get into a match with you of whether you're telling the truth or not. If you're a man and you can tap into looking at the Gmail of a woman, you know, and even if it's a girl, you know, you're going to have, you're probably going to want to look and see, but you should not, of course. And so that's why I wanted the school to be aware and why I wanted the parents to be aware, so Google would be aware that we're on, that we understand they have an engineer up there, and they need to transfer him out or get him into an area that is more adult-oriented because there's going to be natural temptations.
And well, that's what I mean. You call it a natural temptation for an adult man to want to look at a teenage girl's Gmail?
Mr. Henry, when I talked to the teachers today, and I said to them that I wanted to protect our children, that was my primary interest in making sure that the school understood. And I said my primary interest in making the school understand and the parents understand was to protect our children from a man who wants to look and see, you know, wants to tap in to check out what's, you know, maybe a 16-year-old girl, what she's all about. Now, you're asking me what?
I'm asking you, do you consider it a normal phase of curiosity, a normal thing for an adult man to want to look at a 16-year-old girl's Gmail? And I think you're inferring for sexual reasons?
I think what we're saying is it's normal. If curiosity killed the cat, okay? And if you're a man and you can tap into what, you know, a woman is writing about, yeah, I think curiosity killed the cat.
You know? All right, well, you're not exactly spelling it out. 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. In Kirkland, Washington, Google has fired an engineer after the engineer reportedly accessed accounts of several teenagers, their Gmail account, their Google Voice accounts, four minor children of both sexes. Stephen Bozell and his wife visited their children's school, as well as talking to other parents, saying that this may be something that is compromising our kids. Make sure your kids watch what they say on Google. Because, as he said to the principal of their school, it's understandable that an adult male... Is it understandable that an adult male would want to look at the Gmail of an underage girl? That's the only problem that I'm having here, understanding what Mr. Bozell is saying. And he said that the principal at the school had a problem with him putting it that way. Let me see if I can get him to clarify. Our phone lines are open right now, 877-876-PHIL. Your calls for our guest, Stephen Bozell, up next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, and we'll talk to other parents, I'm sure, throughout the week, because this is a story that has to do with the internet, modern communication. Google has fired an engineer of theirs, an individual who has access to people's accounts, particularly young people's accounts, their Gmail accounts, their Google Voice accounts. I mean, I'm sure you must know, all of us must know, that when we use Google, when we use Earthlink, when we use anything, anybody can be reading anything that we're putting out there on the World Wide Web. As funny as it sounds, you know, when we were mailing letters back in the days of snail mail, you could sort of tell whether or not the post office was into your business, whether the envelope had been opened up. Right, Mr. Bozell?
Well, I mean, that's true. And the other thing I think to keep in mind, Phil, is that this is the modern day of the Internet, and I don't think anybody has a reasonable expectation of you know, they talk about a reasonable expectation of privacy. I don't know that anybody has a reasonable expectation of privacy now. I think it's unusual to expect people to not, especially a grown man, not to be interested in having to be able, you know, in being able to look at it and see what a young lady, a young girl. I mean, it's pretty tempting.
And all right, now this is where I may break with you, and this is where I may, where the principal of the kid's school might have had a problem understanding you. You're saying this is a normal thing, and
well, it is. I mean, I think you need to be, and again, because I'm very, very, I'm going to tell you right now, I draw the line at anybody calling me a sexual deviant or, you know, I'm not the one that was looking at a kid. I'm not the one checking to see what kind of, you know, dirty things they're writing. You know,
no, I know you're not, but you're saying in a roundabout way it's understandable that a guy, a grown man, is going to want to look at a teenage girl's Gmail account.
I think it's, we live in a day and age of the Internet, and people are interested in looking at other people and what they're doing. I think you need to understand that, and I think Mr. Henry, you have a, I think you've got an old-fashioned view. If you don't agree with most people that when you have the Internet and you have the ability to look at and you can see with a camera someone taking their pants off or something in a bedroom at night, or you can look at somebody's chat and they talk about dirty things, that it's very interesting and people are compelled and they want to look at it. And so that's what I said when I said to the teacher that's Kirkland engineer, that's David Barksdale.
You don't think he's any kind of a deviant or a pervert?
I think you're using language that was more suited for the 90s. I don't think anybody today is going to tell you that a man working in an area like this gentleman's working in, where you have the opportunity to look and see private, you know, look at someone's private business and be able to look at it and say that that's perverted. I don't think anyone is going to walk by. I'll give you an example if I could, Mr. Henry.
But I just want to be clear. I'm old-fashioned because I would think that as a grown man looking at an underage girl's Gmail, her private Gmail, unless I'm her parent, would be invasive.
No, I think you've got that wrong. I'll give you an example. There's not a grown man. I don't think it's abnormal. I don't know, but I don't think it's abnormal. I don't think you'll find a doctor. If you were walking by an open bedroom window and you see someone taking their pants, okay, let's say you see a girl taking her pants off, you're going to stop and look. That doesn't make you a pervert.
If I'm walking by an open bedroom window, if I'll tell you this right now, if I'm walking by an open bedroom window, the first thing I'm thinking is somebody did that on purpose. They're going to wait for me to stop and stand and stare, and then out of the house comes somebody with a shotgun. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I don't think, again, you're a little old-fashioned. You know,
well, what is old-fashioned about that?
Because the modern age of the Internet, it has changed perceptions.
All right, I want to give our phone number out again, 877-876-PHIL. As we're talking about Stephen Bozell, because the conversation now is, and this is why you got into it with the principal of your school.
Well, it was my daughter's school.
Yeah, is that you said to her that would be a real temptation for any man to want to look at a girl's Gmail or her private information because of for obvious reasons. You think that men would be interested in looking at an underage girl's Gmail for sexual reasons. Isn't that true?
sir, I'm not being interrogated. You're not a police officer.
No. I'm just asking a question. But it's not what you said.
I said that. I think a lot of people are listening to you right now, kind of laughing, Mr. Henry. I mean,
Tell me, what are they laughing at?
Don't get defensive.
I'm not defensive. I want to know what I'm missing here.
Well, what you're missing is if you have the chance to look at a girl with her pants off or look at the dirty things she does, yeah, you're going to take a chance.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So it's normal to want to look at an underage girl's email. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Bozell, I understand the Internet. I understand the modern day of the Internet. We're listening and we're talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, a father and father of two children at middle school. And we're talking about a story that both of us find disturbing, that an engineer working for Google in Washington State was hacking into, not hacking, but actually going into the accounts of teenagers reading their Gmail. Now, I think the main disagreement we're having here, and our number is 877-876-PHIL, and if you're telling me I'm out of step, I'm having a hard time believing that.
I'm not saying you're out of step. I'm saying...
Well, you're telling me that I'm out of step if I don't want to look at a 14 or 15 or 16-year-old girl's Gmail?
No, sir. What I said was the following thing, and I hope that your audience, and I hope you'll give me the dignity, and I hope you'll give me the, the courtesy... and the dignity of listening to me, because I think you're misunderstanding me, and I think that the message that you are sending, Mr. Henry, by way of your program tonight, and I'm a father too, and I would ask you to remember that.
Yes, sir.
Is that I have some kind of, I get some sort of a freak out of looking at, a girl if she's taking her pants off. And I didn't say that. I said that I think it's a natural thing if you're walking by a bedroom window and you see it open, and there's there's a lady in there and she's taking her pants off, you're going to look. Now, I'm not saying staring. I didn't say take no picture. We have a software program that we use at our home that we monitor our children's email accounts and we monitor the websites that they go to. You can get it. I recommend parents get it. It logs everything that's typed on the keyboard. It takes pictures of the screen so that you can use... later you can use instant messaging. When the girls are over to visit my daughter, I use it so that I make sure that there's no kids over, using the internet so the girls can go out and look at, boys taking their pants, looking at boys being nude. And
what do you do with this?
Well, it logs everything and it takes pictures of it, and I can have it on file and know I'm not looking at it to get excited about it. And no, I'm not looking at it to be thrilled by it. I'm looking at it to monitor my daughter.
And her friends. You said that, do you turn this information over to their parents?
I am going to be doing that. I've only had this software in for a couple of weeks, and we have been getting used to it.
And all right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here. I took note of what I'm going to be doing that. All right.
Mr. Henry, I said to you that there is a software available, and we've just gotten it in. I said we just got it into our computer.
But you're going to be turning over these files to their parents?
Yes, sir. And I take note of, and I would like to lodge a formal protest. You're making it sound like I like to have my nose stuck in a bedroom window.
No, sir. No, 877-876-PHIL. No, I don't think so. I think that you have made that statement. Here's Chris in Atlanta. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Yeah, I'm kind of. Where would you like me to start? I guess with what we had talked about earlier.
Go ahead, sir. What is your comment? Is the caller there or not? The caller not there.
I'm here. I've seen.
All right, then get going, pal. Get going. What do you want to say? Let's go.
All right. To me, it sounds kind of like you have a fear of what this guy is doing, because you may actually have some of those same thoughts yourself. It sounds like some of the things you're saying, the way you're kind of defending him, calling him a gentleman, saying that this individual is having natural occurring male thoughts, saying that he doesn't.
Are you talking about? Let me ask you something. Are you talking to the host of the show? Are you talking to the guest? Are you talking
I'm
to
talking
yourself?
To
who are you talking to?
I'm talking.
Okay,
to the
Steve,
guest.
You want to comment on that?
What are you saying? Are you saying that I want to look at a little girl's underwear? So I don't understand what you're saying, sir.
No, it actually kind of sounds that way. It sounds like you may have already been in situations where that opportunity has presented itself to you, and you have acted upon that opportunity out of that desire.
I'm only concerned with protecting the protecting my daughter and her friends and other kids from this Google person. And I told the school about it, and I said to the teacher, I'm sure it's natural, I'm sure you understand, and if you, the gentleman on the phone that I'm talking to, are you saying that you wouldn't be interested in looking and seeing what's, you know, what pictures you could see or anything like that?
No, I'm saying that isn't natural. To be wanting to look at underage girls like that isn't natural for a grown man.
That's what we're trying to say. Yeah.
Well, I think both you and Mr. Henry are not exactly living in the modern times. The modern time of the internet that we live in.
Internet makes it very easy for individuals to see other people's information. However, because of the times have changed and the access to the information, that doesn't mean that the standard of what you should be looking at has changed. The standard.
See, that's a good point.
You should be looking
Yeah, that's a good point, Steve. I think if it's never been okay to look at a little girl's private thoughts.
What about parents reading journals?
That you know what, I got to hang. I apologize, Chris, but the phone line to Atlanta tonight, at least your phone line, is so god awful. I can't hear myself think. What I was going to say was, and I thank the gentleman for his call. What I was going to say was, I forget what I was going to say.
Well, that's just it, because you're saying.
No, I'm saying if it wasn't okay 20 years ago. Forget about whether if I'm not the parent of that child, I got no business reading her thoughts, her Gmail. You say it's natural, though.
That's what you and that other gentleman don't get. And I think 99.9999, all the way to the end of, as many nines as you want to talk about, is normal. It's normal to want to look and see what kind of dirty stuff they did. It doesn't mean you want to molest a kid. I'm just trying to say, and it all started with the teacher. I never would have said anything if she hadn't looked at me like I was something that, like I was something that had, that I'd open up my overcoat and I had nothing covering it up. That's how she was looking at me.
Because I think she agreed with me that to say.
Well, agreed with you, so you think the same thing?
No, but I think it's odd. Not odd, but I think it's wrong to say it's natural to want to read a 15-year-old girl's Gmail to see if there's anything sexual in it. That's all. 877-876-PHIL. I could be wrong. And if there are people agreeing with you, that was just one gentleman, I'd like to hear from them. But I think that even the internet or no internet.
Well, let's see, that's what you got wrong, Mr. Henry. And again, I have to tell you, and with all due respect to the other caller, this is the modern time of the internet. It's normal for people to want to. You know, there's cameras in people's bedrooms. They got cameras everywhere. And you can see everything people do.
All right, 877-876. Yeah, that's what bothers me. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Robert in Greensboro, North Carolina. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I had a couple of points I wanted to make. Mr. Harris, I agree with you. 20 years ago and 20 years from now, pedophile is a pedophile. Any grown man that wants to look at a teenage girl's private information, private whatever, he's a pedophile, and it's invasion of privacy. I think.
But you can understand. You can understand, though. You can understand. I'm sure that if you let's say you worked for Google, and you had access to look at, you could look at it. Wouldn't you want? I'm sure you'd want to.
There's three categories that this would fall into: a pedophile who's wanting invasion of privacy, an overprotective father with invasion of privacy of a little girl, and myself. I'm the third category. I have a 9-year-old daughter. She doesn't have an email account yet, but I'm not going to go into her private email and say, or anything of hers and say, try not to classify invasion of privacy. What that guy did, he deserved to get fired because he invaded the privacy of those kids.
Yeah, but see, he was being a responsible adult to see if there was any dirty. See, right there, you just said something. You're not going to check to see if your daughter. No, but no, 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 here's this one thing. You said that you wouldn't check your daughter's email. Well, how do you know? If you don't do it, then who will? And maybe that
but
man wanted to see if there was something dirty.
Not
that's
natural.
Not his job. That's not his
it's
job
not
to do that.
Natural. It's not natural for it a grown man to be have those tendencies toward a teenage
yeah,
girl
how,
or
how,
teenage boy.
You,
it's not natural.
But how do you know if she's,
pedophile.
If she's but how do you know if your daughter is doing something, you know, dirty? How are you going to know if you don't read it? Yeah, okay,
I
sure,
trust
you're gonna get...
my daughter.
Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
Thing. I trust my daughter. I'm not the overbearing type of person.
Well, I think, sir, you're a minority of one because I think parents are going to want to know. And
there's a difference between parents wanting to know if their kids are safe, if their kids are engaging in something dangerous or not, and reading the personal accounts of someone's life to be titillated by them.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a byproduct. It's a byproduct. If I want to read and make sure everything's okay, I wouldn't do it with my daughter, but let's see if I was reading something that was one of her friends, and I want to make sure it's okay, and on the side I get, you know... I'm thinking,
well, that's invasion of privacy if you go into
oh, my God,
else's.
Man.
Well, no, but see, it's on my daughter's computer, so we have software that takes a picture of everything that's on the screen.
So every time a kid comes over to your house, your daughter's computer, you've got this software that not only photographs or otherwise records logs what your daughter's doing, but the other girls?
Mr. Henry, I'm not going to have girls on my daughter's computer, you know, trying to pick up men. Or, you know, sailors are going on the Navy website.
What do you mean going on the Navy web? How old are these kids?
15.
Going on the Navy website?
I don't know what they're doing. And I've got it.
You think your daughter and her friends are trying to pick up sailors?
Well,
this guy,
Mr.
Harris, this guy just does not seem to understand the concept that not all men are interested in what a teenage girl has in her profile, what she has
in her email.
But hold on, gentlemen. My name is Hendry, by the way.
It's called approach.
Okay.
How
okay,
you say things is how you can either get somebody to understand what you're saying or you get them really angry with you because you said it the wrong way. I understand that the headmistress got upset with you because that was the wrong way to put it.
You're not going to sit there with a woman. Yeah, you're not going to sit there with a woman and say, and I'm sure you understand, that first of all, she's a female, so she's not going to get where a guy's coming from. And
Mr. Henry, we live not too far away from, there used to be a Naval Air Station here in Corona, okay? Naval Air, so we've got Marine pilots and Navy, you know, and the kids, I'm not saying my daughter, but a lot of these teenage girls would get online and see.
So they're seeing if there's any cats from the Naval Air Station online so they can pick up guys' Navy flyers.
Okay, if you didn't see Officer and a Gentleman.
I think the way that...
All right, anyway, thank you.
What's that, sir?
...toward the headmistress was that there are guys out there that are interested in doing it. Not all guys, because I'm sure Mr. Harris can agree... We're not like, not every guy is like that. We don't to go into
Mr.
stuff
Harris
like that.
Mr. Harris is...
All right, hold on. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. You know that my name is Hendry, right?
Well, yeah, but he's calling you Harris. Hey, Mr. Harris, can I ask you...
All right, hold on. Hendry. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back with more from Stephen Bozell. I could call you Mr. Bozell. Would you like me to do that? Or how about Mr. Bell? 877-876-PHIL, we continue our discussion. Is it normal for an adult man to want to look into a teenage girl's Gmail account and other private accounts, voicemail, etc., Google Voice, and, you know, for titillation? There was a Google engineer who was fired for doing just that. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This
Bill
is
Harris.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Bill Harris.
Hendry.
Harris.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. And welcome back here to the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I am personally shocked that this story hasn't happened before, that an employee of Google, Yahoo, or some other ISP or some other internet resource, some place where they store email and chats. I'm surprised that we haven't heard before about some employee from one of these companies going in and reading private communications. In this instance, Google has fired an engineer who was working for their company in Kirkland, Washington. We keep saying Kirkland because the story has originated with Cairo Television in Seattle. And our affiliate in Seattle, Cairo Radio. According to the website Gawker, David Barksdale used his position as an engineer to spy on Gmail and Google Voice accounts. And speaking with Mr. Bozell, who's a father and concerned father, and I appreciate that, Mr. Bozell, for you to you're almost defending this guy. Do you think he should have been fired?
I'm not defending. Mr. Henry, I was the one who went to the school and said to the teachers and to the principal and everyone, I alerted everybody, and my wife can tell you I was out of breath when I got to the. I literally sprinted from the car to the headmistress's office and to the administrative offices there this morning at about 10:30, and I was out of breath, and I literally had to sit down, almost lay down. I thought I was going to have a heart attack trying to get the information to everybody that I could think of. And I have spent all day until approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes ago going from town to town around here and house to house telling people to be careful about it and how you could get from that. And I'll admit to you that I read, we keep logging information. I'm mentioning my daughter's email accounts.
And her friends, too.
Yeah, okay. And you say that. I've read an email one of her friends wrote, who's a 16-year-old girl, and she wrote this email to another girl about some boy that she, you know, had been on a date and everything. And I read it, and, okay, I'm not ashamed, nor should I think any parent should be ashamed of it. I read it, and it pretty made me, you know, it was, you know, very interesting how I felt. And, you know, I'm a man like any other man. And I've got my dreams and the things that I want to do with my life, but I don't sit there and obsess on it. My primary concern, were they using drugs? You know, did he use a condom?
And you're reading another girl's email.
You've already talked. This girl is in our home, Mr. Henry.
This is another kid. This is another person's child who's in your house, and you're reading her email about a guy she was with, and you say that your primary concern is whether they were using drugs, and did he wear a condom? And then on top of that, you got excited.
No, I didn't say excited, did I? I said it made me think of... And that's all I want to say.
Made you think of what?
I'm not going to say anymore.
You said it made you think of dreams that you've got.
It was interesting. You know what? You know what's unfair is that if you saw this email or anybody that's called this show tonight or any man that's out listening right now and even some of the women, I don't even want to say. You'd have to sew your.
Sew my what?
You'd have to sew your pants shut.
Boy, that is vile. That's vile talking about a kid.
I said if.
877, I think that's vile. And we're way off the point here if we're talking about some Google engineer. Boy, I'll tell you something right now, man. That's a big lawsuit. Here is Tom in Long Beach, California. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, thank you, Phil. First of all, Mr. Bozell has his own sexual problems that he can't control. Second of all, I think...
Are you a doctor?
Pardon me?
Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not. But, I mean, let's be reasonable. Look at some of this. Is that he's reading other people's emails. He's looking at things. I think the biggest
I'm Stephen Bozell, and you're saying... You're diagnosing my life and my sexualities. You know, that's why I'm asking you. Are you a doctor? And
Mr. Bozell? I think, first of all, you've got your own problems. Second of all, you need to tell your children what they put on the internet is out there forever.
That's exactly what I told them.
And if you don't understand
I told them that there's people that work for Google that want to look at it and get their cookies you know, looking at all of that.
Well, but you're the same way. You're talking about the same thing.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
If I'm walking down the street, Mr. Bozell, and somebody has a window open, and I want to take a chance to go and take a look in it, then I may get known as a window peeper. You know, a peeping Tom. I tell you what,
I know
you
what
want
that
to
is.
Say
yeah,
about that the average individual, most individuals will guide their life by what they don't want to be known by. And you want to say that because somebody on the internet can take a look at things. First of all, people shouldn't put things there. Second of all, the guy got fired. That's probably a good thing because in all rationality, he's abusing his privilege, his opportunity to do things.
But, yeah, but if you go by an open window and you just take a look at it, you're telling me that someone's going to call me a freak? I mean,
I'm saying that, first of all, if you're going to stop and take a look, you are.
Peeping Tom, yeah. You're a peeping Tom.
I'm not a peeping Tom. If the window's wide open.
All right, well, I appreciate your call, sir. We got to take a break and move on. David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication, coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL and Senior Chat with Harvey next.
No, I ain't no peeping Tom. I'll tell
you
that.
Phil Henry.
You're a window peep.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I feel that our kids should not be going to school to learn to disrespect the government.
Good morning.
I'm not buying into this Western either. You know, the Cowboys think they're Clint Eastwood. They're more of a broke.
Both Mario's mother and father were very clear when they told the doctors and nurses at the hospital.
My head was shaking.
Not a bad idea.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. You know, you got Roger Clemens. You got Bill Gates. You got Phil Henry. Well, you got Roger Clemens, Bill Gates, good and rich. You got Phil Henry, good. Anyway, David G. Hall is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk about Craigslist and what Craigslist, their latest announcement, means, especially to executives, to professionals, and so on. And we'll tell you what that latest announcement is in just a moment here. Chelsea Handler, you know who she is? Chelsea Handler is a TV host. She does a late-night television show on E!, and she's an aspiring comic. Some people like her, and some people don't. But nonetheless, she had an audition tape that was inventive. The audition tape was the following thing. It was her doing stand-up comedy, and then it looked like she had taped over her having sex with her boyfriend. And this was her intention to present this audition tape, making it look like it was something that had been taped over a sex tape. Well, some people got a hold of it, and they think it's actually a sex tape that she was trying to keep from the public. Now, she claims, no, it's a joke. It's just an audition tape that was sort of a goofy idea. And she says, I've been showing it to my friends at Christmas for years. So we'll talk about that next hour in our news hour with Bud and with Robert Leonard. But first off, this hour, and by the way, our website, philhendryshow.com, I haven't even mentioned our great website and all of the things we have to offer there, including all of our archives, the downloads that we have for you, our podcast, the mini, the daily podcast, the classic podcast, the live streaming video that you can watch right now of our radio show, right at this very moment. Either watch it on your computer or watch it mobile via your Android or your Evo phone. We are available on your mobile device right now, live or on demand, our daily video cast. Very excited about that. So that makes us sort of as cool as like DirecTV. So wherever you want to watch the Phil Hendry Show, you can right now using your mobile device. 877-876-PHIL, the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Online classified website Craigslist broke its silence over the abrupt closure of its adult services section and said the shutdown is now permanent. It is a permanent shutdown, and we're going to get into discussing this with David G. Hall, who is our Vice President of Syndication. Because this is the shutting down, David, of a major advertising source, I would imagine, for... Is this an advertising source?
Well, it depends on whether or not Craigslist was
taking money for these ads, or these were just part and parcel of the free service that Craigslist does provide. But they do have, obviously, a section where there are paid ads. This is something that, by and large, comes as a shocker, because the adult business, adult entertainment business, has been a big mover in the Internet for quite some time.
All right. Well, it says here that the quirky San Francisco-based website has declined until Wednesday to provide an explanation for the sudden removal of the ads for, you know, escort, massage, and other services. In an appearance before a congressional committee looking into the sexual trafficking of minors, William Powell, a Craigslist director, said the site had no plans to reinstate the category. Those who formerly posted ads in this adult services category will now have to advertise elsewhere, Powell said. He is the director of customer service and law enforcement relations, according to the website. Have you ever talked to this man?
No, I haven't talked to him, but I think it's probably a very good idea that Craigslist have an individual that as a liaison, at least with law enforcement. And my God, Phil, if you think about the problems that were caused by the murder of that poor young girl, obviously the Craigslist ad was right up to their eyeballs with police officers.
No doubt. Is it there that Powell told the House committee the decision to no longer run adult service ads applied not only to the United States, and that it applied only to the United States at the moment, and that erotic service categories remained on Craigslist sites in other countries, including Canada. Now, they don't say in here why they decided to remove it, but I guess for the obvious reasons that there are sexual predators, and that there seems to be a higher level of danger related to these ads in the United States than elsewhere.
Well, this is unfortunate. Elizabeth McDougal, she's the Craigslist counsel. She said that Craigslist was working with the Canadian authorities, but there had been no request from Canada to remove adult service ads there. She said that they don't believe it's appropriate for U.S. policy to dictate what Canada should be doing. I'm personally a little bit upset, and I have to, couch my words, because she is saying that in the United States, we no longer are able to have Craigslist ads because we are a sexual deviant society, whereas Canada, they're allowed to have Craigslist sex ads. Now, understand something, Phil. In Canada, they have not only Craigslist, they have legal escort services wherein the women engage in sex, or the men, depending. This is legal in Canada. You can order an escort for the night and have sex with that woman, and it's legal so long as it's in the privacy of a hotel room or elsewhere. The United States, that is not the case. Now, Craigslist, in keeping with the perception that the United States is so sexually debased, that the United States of America is so sexually degenerated, and that we are almost, Phil, when I think about how Craigslist is treating us, I get angry, because it's almost as if we are a slathering, syphilitic, mentally deformed, you know?
No, I don't. I don't know. I mean, I think I know what you mean. They consider us to be not a safe country when it comes to sex.
Well, no, but beyond that, they're saying that the United States is different from Canada. In Canada, they have legalized prostitution so long as it's done in a hotel room, etc., and no one bothers you. But in the United States, you are not only not allowed to have an escort, you can't even go to Craigslist now and find some outlet that way, and the reason is because the United States is perceived to be a degenerated, corrupt matrix of disease and moral filth. I am very, very offended by that.
And well, who are you? Are you angry at Craigslist?
Absolutely angry at Craigslist. That's what Craigslist is saying. And they operate in the United States of America. They operate in San Francisco.
Well, let's talk about the murder of that young woman in Boston and the possibility that this kind of thing could take place again.
Phil, I will tell you this much. It was a horrible thing that happened to that young lady. There's no question it was horrible. There's no question it was horrible, but it was one incident, and because of it, the United States of America and the American male, because that's what we're talking about, is considered to be a filthy and disease-ridden moral reprobate, not much more involved or removed, too far removed from the gutters of Oliver Twist and Dickensian London. That's what we are calling American men. And I find it insulting.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with David G. Hall about Craigslist deciding to remove the sexual ads from its service. So you feel that the American male deserves this resource from Craigslist?
What I'm saying is the following thing. I don't think there's an executive. I don't think there is a professional listing. Putting this as directly as I can, it was a resource for executives, a resource for men and women who travel for business, where you could use the Craigslist directory when you visited a city, and you could avail yourself of it, and it provided for some relaxation. It was no one's business but yours and the individual you contracted with.
And even though it's against the law,
let's just for a moment not talk about whether it's against the law or not, because there's a lot of things that are against it. You're going to tell me that you never cheat on your taxes?
No. I'm not going to. I don't want to. I'm not going to talk about anything else. It's against the law.
I'm the vice president of syndication for this program, and I'd like to tell you this right now. I don't want you to mention that it's against the law. I want to talk specifically about Craigslist.
Well, David, you may be the vice president of syndication. By the way, the girl that was killed, Julissa Brisman.
Who's that?
The lady that was killed by Philip Markoff.
The lady that was killed by Markoff?
The Craigslist?
Yes. That's. I'm sorry. You got my mind thinking of something else. I don't want you talking about whether it's illegal.
Well, you can't tell me what to talk about, David. I have to bring up the fact that prostitution is illegal in the United States, and so therefore the Craigslist sex advertisements really are enabling an illegal act. And not only that, but it was the place that Philip Markoff went to find a victim.
Well, you're not living in the real world. I heard you with this other guest. The real world is this. As an executive who works very hard and travels a lot, I am speaking for other executives when I say that we could relax when we got into a strange city or a new town, pick up the phone, go to Craigslist, and now that isn't going to happen anymore, and then you bring up that it's illegal. I'm not going to talk about that because no one, that is not germane right now. Craigslist is calling me a degenerate, is saying that I am no better than something that supped not too far away from a gutter in 1830s London. That's where I ate. I would sit and eat out of a bowl. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the moral. Craigslist is saying that the American male is a moral degenerate, is a syphilitic.
Craigslist is saying that prostitution's illegal, that a young lady was killed as the result of someone who saw an ad on their website, and they therefore are discontinuing their adult education, their adult services section. And you're saying that they shouldn't because executives were able to avail themselves of prostitutes there.
And again, I don't want you using the word prostitute, and I don't want you saying that it's illegal.
But isn't that what it is?
I don't want you saying that it's illegal, and I don't want you using the word prostitute. I want you instead to emphasize, as I have been, that Craigslist now considers the American male to be nothing more than Bill Sykes, to be someone with a drinking and, for all I know, drug problem who has... You don't get it, do you?
Do you feel you're speaking for the American man?
I'm speaking for American men when I say that Craigslist provided a place where we could get some relaxation, and now because of one thing that happened, and this woman testifying in front of Congress and talking about how clean living they are in Canada, and down here we don't deserve it because we are so deviant and so deranged and so decrepit that we're like Dorian Gray, like we have no soul and we barely have enough tissue to hold our bones together. I am outraged.
David G. Hall joining us here on the Phil Hendry Show, our Vice President of Syndication, the discontinuing of the adult services at Craigslist. David feels it's an insult to American men. It basically says that we are sex degenerates and fiends and not executives who travel and look for relaxation when we get into a new town and perhaps we're being able to, you know, avail ourselves of Craigslist's adult entertainment section. What do you think about Craigslist discontinuing their adult entertainment section? And do you think it is a comment on the American man being a degenerate sex predator when you compare it to Canada, where they allow it in Canada and they have legalized prostitution? 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm going to go.
Phil,
are we off the air?
We're off the air now, yeah.
I was going to say, I'm going to go to Canada, but
broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And David G. Hall, the Vice President of Syndication for our radio show, is on the line with us. David, you do a lot of traveling, selling the show and affiliating the show and so forth, so you're in a lot of different cities. And what we're talking about here tonight, folks, is the fact that Craigslist has removed its adult services ads. In fact, they removed these ads on September the 3rd following months of pressure, and they have finally broken their silence over this. They have said, not only have we removed those ads as of the 3rd of September, we will never run adult service ads again. And this was before a congressional committee. Now, one of the counsels for Craigslist said that the Canadian authorities, they're not removing their ads in Canada because they haven't been asked to. All of this stuff, in your mind, David, is an insult to American men.
Well, I'm going to just interrupt you, Phil.
And it's an insult to American men because in Canada, it's business as usual.
I want to interrupt you for just a minute. The American man, and Americans in general, when it comes to this kind of topic, because you and I are in the media, we know when people are being honest and when they are just saying what they expect their neighbors want them to say. But when it comes to this kind of topic, the Americans are generally not the most honest people in the world. And I'm asking tonight that the American male that is listening to your broadcast, or any broadcast for that matter, have the guts to say what I'm saying, which is that we use this service, and Craigslist, by removing the service, has made it official that the American male is a child trafficking, malignant, moral degenerate.
Why do you say child trafficking?
Because one of the reasons they said they're taking off is because of child trafficking. I find that so beyond the pale that I almost called Craigslist today and tried to get through to the head of their company just to tell them what I thought of them and their company, to say that we're going to remove our adult services ads because there may be child trafficking. Now you are accusing me, an American, of being a child trafficking, malignant, sex degenerate. So I'm asking American men to have the guts to admit that Craigslist and their adult service ads has been, it's helped me. And
so can I ask you, I mean, it's a personal question, do you use this? Well, you just asked the American men to have the guts to say that they use...
You?
No, I do not. No, I do not.
Why would you ask me to have the guts to be honest when you don't have the guts?
David, I'm telling you the truth. I don't travel like you do, man. I'm close to home. I do my radio show from a studio in a fixed position Monday through Friday. You're going all around the country affiliating the show. You're going all around the country finding advertisers. Why am I going to, you know, go to Craigslist?
Well, it's a lot easier. You have your own home. You live near the beach. And I'm sure that there are a lot of these women on this, they want to go down to the beach. But
I don't think that that's an honest statement. You said that the American men should have more guts.
The American male doesn't have any guts when it comes to Craigslist. He knows that he uses it. He knows other men that use it. He knows that it is a source of relaxation. You take this away. You take Craigslist and the adult service ads away from the American sexual scene, if you will, and you're going to have, Phil, I can tell you, you won't even want to remember what happens next, because without the ability to get a woman, you're going to have male-on-male assault of a sexual type. You will have deviant activity. And
I don't know what you mean by...
What I mean by deviant activity, I'm talking about animals. I'm talking about male-on-male, male on dog, because Craigslist didn't have the guts to...
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
To keep their adult service.
Phil,
are we on
here? Phil Hendry Show.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com, where right now we have live streaming video of our show, and you can get us either on your computer at home or on your mobile device wherever you are, live streaming video of the show. David, you and I had a very spirited little exchange during the break. I said that people on the Internet are not stupid, but the Internet is so big, it brings out a lot of the stupid people. And what is more stupid, for instance, than someone filming themselves committing a crime and then putting it on YouTube? And you agreed, right?
Yeah, I agreed, but then I took exception to you because you said that made people that bought ads on Craigslist stupid. People that bought adult-oriented ads, adult sexual ads.
Well, I have to say, if you are engaged in the sex trade and you're buying an ad on Craigslist, doesn't that sort of, you know, expose you a little bit?
If I put an ad in Craigslist, I'm a man, I'm an executive, I'm traveling, and I advertise for a young lady to come to my hotel because there's a certain thing that I like that I need to have done, or how, I don't care how you put it, but I gotta get it the way I want to have it, and so you understand what I'm saying?
Have you put an ad like that in Craigslist?
That's neither here nor there, whether I have or not. What I'm saying is, does that make me stupid? And I think what you're saying, you join with the Canadian government and Craigslist in saying that the American man is stupid, he is a malignant dwarf, he's a...
No, I am not saying that, man. I'm simply saying if you advertise, and we're talking here about Craigslist has taken its adult section down, if you advertise committing a crime, doesn't that make you stupid?
No, it depends on what you... If I advertise, I'm a traveling executive, I need relaxation. I know that if I don't get relaxation, our country is in trouble. I told you about the male-on-male... And
you were talking about mail on dog or something like that.
I'm saying if Americans are forced to be deviant with their sex, I don't think you understand.
Well, David, look at man. If you're telling me that Craigslist is a normal place for executives to relax at, all right, fine. But if you're telling me that if you don't have Craigslist and it's going to be mail on mail sex,
the Craigslist considers the American man, as I said, to be nothing more than an infected, diseased thing. Not even a man. We're an anti-man. That's what they think we are. Canada, they get to have all the sex they want. They get to have Craigslist, but not in America. No, we don't get to do that. You want to know why? Because Craigslist thinks of us as sick and twisted and diseased because of one murder, just one. And here are the words of the lady from Craigslist. She said it. She said, despite all of our best efforts, it's impossible to keep the crime to zero. But, you know, so she wants us to think, I think Craigslist is they're horrible.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. Neil in Raleigh. Go ahead, Neil. You're on the Phil Hendry show with David G. Hall.
Yeah, the Craigslist has it's their own prerogative whether or not they want to remove that service from there, and it's you know, if they feel it's for the safety of the public that they minimize the amount of crime that's out there, because I guarantee you that murder is not the only thing that's gone on out there. And
yeah, but why do you automatically assume that it's Craigslist? In Canada, they have Craigslist, and they're not taking any of the sex ads off of there. And I'm sure they had a guy cut a guy's head off on a bus in Canada.
Well, that had nothing to do with Craigslist.
First of all, the laws in Canada have nothing to do with the laws in the United States. Prostitution and that kind of thing is illegal here in most areas. So,
right.
You know, if they're trying to minimize the solicitation of prostitution on the Internet in the United States, that's for their safety and for the safety of the public. If Canada wants to have it and they want to legalize it, that's up to Canada.
Yeah, but I just find it interesting, don't you, that in Canada they can handle it. In America, we don't get to do it. And they had a guy get his head cut off on a bus.
That wasn't a Craigslist, though. Why do you bring that up?
I don't know what that had to do with, Phil, but I'm telling you that was a violent, vicious act.
It had nothing to do with Craigslist. It was a psycho on a bus. But we're talking about a guy that murdered a girl as a result of an ad he saw on Craigslist here in the United States. And maybe they haven't had that in Canada. You know, Canada's pretty... they keep a lid on a lot of stuff, man.
What do you mean they keep a lid on a lot of stuff? They don't...
They've got a... Their speech up there is restricted a lot of things.
I'm telling you and this gentleman, we are disrespected in this country. This gentleman talking, you, Phil, me, every American man is disrespected by Craigslist and the United States Congress because we're considered to be sexual deviants. We cannot control ourselves. We can't control our actions. I can't relax in a hotel room. Okay, if I avail myself of Craigslist. No, there's nothing wrong with me, Neil. There's nothing. You don't get caught in the trap that there's something wrong with me because I like women.
You don't have to go on a Craigslist to find a woman. But it sounds to me that you want to justify
right, really?
Your debauchery and your immorality.
Wait a minute, now there you go, see? Because I like women, I'm debauched. This is what I'm saying, Phil. Because I like women, I'm something that I'm two steps up from the gutter. Why am I debauched?
Maybe it's because you're buying a prostitute. Maybe it's because
go ahead, think of something.
The threat of disease.
This isn't about me.
Well, you pretty much have gone out there to say that you use Craigslist or did.
That's not what it's about.
Well, it sounds to me like you're angry because Craigslist no longer has these ads. And I'm sure, Neil, would you agree with that, Neil?
Don't ask this guy.
No, it sounds like you're angry that there isn't any ads for you to avail yourself of when you go from town to town on Craigslist.
Well, you know, I don't know what you two guys do for fun. I happen to like women. That's my, you know.
So go to a bar, or go to a club like everybody else,
and find a woman there that you could take home.
But you don't have to solicit for one. You don't have to go on to a site to do that.
Why not? What's wrong with that? I'm going to go to a bar and hope I find someone with teeth. That's number one. And
all right, David.
You guys are saying go to a bar, roll the dice, maybe you leave with a woman. And maybe she's got teeth. You know,
All right, Neil, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You have come out on the program here this evening, David, and basically said this is your problem.
No, I have not, and I resent you twisting it that way.
No, you have, because you've said that you and other executives can't relax by going to Craigslist and finding a woman.
I think there are millions of American men tonight, and certainly thousands within your listening voice, within your speaking voice, who agree with me, but as I've said, don't have the guts to admit it. Now, I like women. I know that makes me a freak. I know that...
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't at all, okay? But breaking the law to find a woman, to have the company of a woman, may be something that a lot of guys think twice about.
Well, I don't. I don't. That's why I, you know, I get what I... And when I put an ad in the newspaper that says, I want a woman at my hotel room to do certain things, how does that make me weird? See, all I'm doing is I'm using the Internet for things that other people use the Internet. Other people get to use the Internet for stuff. Why can't I use it for stuff?
Prostitution is illegal in the United States. Craigslist, having those adult service ads already, was courting people who were breaking the law. And then we had the incidents of a young woman getting murdered. Now,
all right, but in Canada they don't.
Well, they can't. Like that other guy said, man, Canada's Canada.
Well, why does Canada, why can Canada handle prostitutes and we can't? I don't understand that.
I don't know, man. Why don't you go ask Canada?
That's not an answer.
Yes, it is an answer. This is the United States of America. There's all kinds of historic reasons why the United States doesn't like prostitutes. We had a puritanical base, a generation and a foundation of religious Puritans that founded the basic moral compass of this country, the moral trajectory of this country, which was going to be opposed to the libertine aspects of European culture. It was religious. And this is what took root in America. We were anti-European, and the Europeans were very libertine and very free with their sexuality, and we didn't want to do that.
Boy, what a fun-loving country we are. So as it turns out, then, I get to go to jail if I put an ad in the paper or in Craigslist that says I...
But what does your ad say?
You know what? It's none of your business. It's nobody else's business. But if I put an ad in there... It says, I gotta have what I gotta have.
87. Boy.
Don't make it sound like I'm sick or something.
Well, then you can spell it out a little bit. 877-876-PHIL. James in Miami, listening on WAXY. Go ahead, James.
Hey, this guy here, it does sound a little weird the way he won't really spell it out on what he's doing. For his ad.
Put an ad in Craigslist to advertising for a woman. What do you mean I don't spell it out?
Just let me say what I have to say, all right? I totally, I love Craigslist. It's the greatest thing with, buying, selling, finding things for free and all that stuff. If you want to talk just personal ads, I've met a couple of women. I've had a great time. There's going to be a crime ratio to anything in the world when it comes to...
That's what I've been saying.
Whether it's an ad on Craigslist, whether it's an ad in anything. There's going to be a couple of nuts out there that are going to be dangerous. And you can't stop everything. But
So what's your point? You agree with me then?
My point is, I am pro Craigslist.
You agree.
And I am pro the fact that you can do things to a certain limit without breaking the rules. And if you're putting up crazy stuff like you need animals and this, that, and the other, that's just way out of line, man. And
no, I'm just asking you, if they take the sex ads down from Craigslist, you're going to see more ads for animals because you're not allowed to have women. That's what I'm saying.
What are you talking about, man? You're going to have more ads?
This guy's laughing.
The last gentleman, I just met a girl on Craigslist, right? It turned out she wanted to be your boyfriend, right? And she was a prostitute on Craigslist. And I did not know that.
But I didn't find out until a month later.
She's a great girl. She puts ads up. She makes a living. Great girl.
So when you found out, I want to ask you something, James. When you found out that she was a prostitute, what did you say to her? I'm sorry. Did she get angry?
Of course she's going to get angry.
Well, I was kind of cool about it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to just pass on this and move on, you know. And, of course, I went straight to my doctor, made an appointment, and I got checked out, you know.
Wait a minute. So you went ahead and you had sex with this girl, and then you didn't pay her? And you call me immoral?
No, I never.
You guys are calling me immoral.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Because she just really enjoyed your
personal ad.
Listen, right, it's a personal ad. It was a personal. In other words, she wasn't advertising sexual service. It was a personal ad, and then later she copped to the fact that she was there for money. Right.
Well, yeah. All I'm saying
is that right, James?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is I don't know what this guy's talking about. I'm saying that
I know what he's talking about. He's saying that up to a certain point.
Up to a certain point, and then after that, we'll take the ads down. You can go to Canada and have sex because they're trustworthy in Canada. All they do are chop people's heads off on buses. But down in the United States, you might as well go ahead and marry your hand.
Yeah, all right, listen, I got to take a break. Thank you so much, James. 877-876-PHIL. The United States, the American male, are we disrespected by Craigslist? Why is it that Canada gets to have Craigslist and we don't? Why is it that Canada has legalized prostitution and we don't? And do you buy the fact that if American men are no longer allowed to relax by way of sex ads on Craigslist, suddenly we're going to have male-on-male assault and male-on-dog assault? 877-876, Phil, more of your calls to come, plus senior chat with Harvey Wireman later on in the program on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall on the line with us, and we're talking about Craigslist, the fact that they have stopped running these adult service ads. And, you know, David, your philosophy that they have stopped running these adult service ads being an insult to the American man, taking it so personally that you said that Craigslist considers the American male to be nothing more than some sort of Dickensian street thug.
Well, I mean, we might as well be the most diseased and malignant Dickensian Oliver Twist. You know, did you ever see the character in Oliver Twist, Ben Fagan? He was hunched over from so much gonorrhea.
No, he wasn't. You know what? I don't want to talk about that anymore.
That's what Craigslist considers the American male to be. Filthy. And you've got an advertiser, DGEGold.com, right?
Yeah.
I would rather go to DGEGold.com and see what they got by way of precious metals and check out the fact they always beat competitors in pricing and service. That's the only thing that I'm going to do now with my life. Go and deal in precious metals from the guys over there at DGEGold.com. And as soon as I get their number, I'm going to call them because there's no point in me fooling around any longer with the rest of this. I'm being called a degenerate. I'm going to go back home and
just deal in gold, huh?
Well, I'm going to go over to DGEGold.com and see what they're dealing in. What's the number?
Their number?
No, your number. Yes, their number.
I'm sorry, 888.
855-2-4343.
DGEGold.com.
They're a sponsor of yours, so they're going to know who I am. You know, I don't think I got that account, but
they'll know who you are. 877-876-PHIL, talking to David G. Hall here about Craigslist. Here is David in Louisville, Kentucky. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just want to tell you, I'm afraid that your executives, this is cutting into his recreational time, and I believe that he's, the problem that he has is he wants to use Craigslist for his own personal use under the name of the media manager, what he is for there. Craigslist provides an excellent service. Craigslist was providing a service that ultimately would have gotten them into trouble with the FCC had anybody majorly complained, because they're openly allowing that to happen on their site and, you know, basically encouraging this. Your executive, you know, I'm sorry that
I travel all over the country, sir.
This, but,
sir, I travel all over the country. I'm an American male. I'm an American male. I travel all over the country, sir, and I can tell you that as an American man, I feel insulted that you and I and Mr. Hendry and that guy Wayne and all the guys that called tonight are considered to be, we don't rate. We got to go and find a hand. know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Is this guy listening to me at all? Are you there?
I'm here.
Who's screening your show tonight, Phil?
You know what we're doing? Dan's... Why? What's the matter?
Well, did you hear what I just said? What's the guy's name?
David.
David, do you hear me?
I'm trying to listen to you.
Oh, you're trying to listen to me? Well, what if I said to you...
I'm trying to listen to you.
What if I said to you that I was trying to listen to you, but I just couldn't quite do it?
Well, all right. David, what's your comment?
God.
That it? All right, thank you. You, sir. You're right. I got two Davids. Yeah, you in Louisville.
Yeah, that's what's confusing him.
David in Louisville.
I'm afraid that's what it is. As I said, I'm sorry that it's cutting into his personal time that he can't use Craigslist and that to have his enjoyment that he needs. Apparently, he needs.
Well, of course I do. Don't you? Don't you?
Don't I what? Do I use Craigslist? No. Have I ever used Craigslist? No. Do I believe that prostitution is illegal? Yes. Would I use a service? No. And it's just because I believe it's degrading to women.
So you say that Canada degrades women. Canada is the most... what do they got up there? It's environmental, it's liberal, and you say they degrade women.
Apparently, yeah.
I'm not asking you, Phil. I'm asking the gentleman.
David in Louisville.
You keep bringing up Canada and that, and you know at the break that you said that you were going to go up and visit Canada because they allow this. If you like it so much, then move to Canada. It sounds like you would be a perfect fit for Craigslist with up there.
Let me ask you a question. I've always felt that America is the greatest country in the world, but if I can go to Canada and put an ad in the Craigslist up there that says I need to have a woman at my hotel at 10:30. Doesn't that sound like a better country than America?
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Wow. Wow.
Because no, I can't believe you and your thought this day and time with the number of diseases that are out there that you would take the risk.
I don't believe you guys don't think that any country that lets you send out for it, like you're sending out for some hot wings... Well,
hot wings. David in Louisville, thank you. We'll be back. We got Harvey Wireman Senior Chat coming up. World famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, next Thursday night, the Super Bowl champs host the Vikings in a rematch of last year's
NFC. I feel that our kids should not be going to school to learn to disrespect the government.
Both Mario's mother and father were very clear.
I can't believe it, to be honest. I don't even know what I'm going to tell my daughter.
Mike, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
What's a gay one?
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Then every night, of course, we take you through the looking glass where truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows would never go. Maybe because they don't want to. No, we go places they'd want to go there, but they can't. That's what I mean to say. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and our website is philhendryshow.com. And right now, you can watch live streaming video of our show and listen to live streaming audio no matter where you are right now, either at home on your computer or by way of your mobile device, because we're mobile, brother. And on your Android or your Evo, you've got the flash capability to watch our live streaming video right now. So if you're leaving the house, if you're staying home, wherever, and also on all of our great affiliates across the country and our archives available at philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass and you know what's going on. Bud Dickman along here with Robert Leonard. You guys saw this, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe that.
Now, you know what? I think that really is a sex tape. And somebody let it out there.
Well, here's the thing. We're looking at this Chelsea Handler. Do you guys know who she is?
Yeah, I saw her on TV.
Chelsea Handler is on TV. She's got a TV show on E! And it's like Jay Leno or Conan O'Brien or any late-night talk show. I think she has a desk. Does she have a desk?
I don't know. The thing is, she will do like a monologue and everything, then sit down and talk a guest and everything.
Well, there's a... So if you could imagine Jay, if that's what it is, so if Jay Leno did a sex tape.
For what for?
I don't know, but what if there was a tape out there of Jay Leno screwing some chick on, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, in other words, it's weird to see that, but you can see her boob and everything.
Yeah, there's her boob right there. See?
I can see it, bud. I'm pointing at it. This is a tape of Chelsea Handler whereby she is having sex on all fours. And this tape, a VHS tape, that was made, quote, more than a decade ago after she moved to Los Angeles and was intended to be a demo of her stand-up routine and included a clip of her homemade sex tape. Now, Ms. Handler claims that the demo tape accidentally recorded over sex tape theme. That's what it is. It's a theme. Demo tape accidentally recorded over sex tape was intentional and has dismissed the tape as a joke that she shows at birthday parties. According to Radar Online, though, that if it is a joke, it's one hell of a, well, it's one hell of a joke. And I mean, the still that they have released here shows her face right toward the camera on all fours, her eyes closed. What are you doing, man?
I just want to get a closer look at the boob.
You can see it fine from, why don't you get him to print off his own copy, okay?
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Wanted to get a closer look at the boob. Anyway, but the sex on the tape, which may be simulated, is graphic enough. How can it be graphic if it's simulated? Who wrote this? Radar Online?
What do you mean?
What do they mean?
No, but they're saying it could be simulated.
Yeah.
Well, then how can it be graphic?
Because you see boob.
That's not graphic sex seeing boob. Graphic sex is seeing something else.
Oh.
What you mean?
On account of you can't see, you know, here, can I use my finger and...
Just don't talk about it. Anyway, it's graphic enough not only to shock, but also to draw substantial interest to releasing the tape publicly. So that's what they've done. Now, how the hell did they get a hold of... If this is something that Chelsea Handler is showing people at birthday parties as a gag... My name is Chelsea, and here's what the tape says. My name is Chelsea. I moved out from New Jersey about 2 years ago because I wanted to be an actress, Chelsea states at the beginning of the tape. The video is too graphic to show on radaronline.com, which ends with Chelsea's partner asking, did we get the blank shot?
What's that?
Ask Jason after the show.
Why would he know?
Because...
Oh, yeah.
After 15 seconds of sexually explicit footage... The tape cuts back to Chelsea in the middle of her stand-up routine. Well, wait a second, man. Does she start out the tape with sex?
I think she starts out saying, hi, man, my name is Chelsea, and I'm here, and I want to be an actress. Then she has sex with her boyfriend, and then she tells jokes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so how do you figure that? You think that's fake?
What do you mean, do I say that's fake?
Well, maybe that's her audition.
Well, that's what she's saying, and I tend to believe that it's possible that her audition tape is this goof. You know what I'm saying? But here I am talking about, what the hell am I talking about this crap for?
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know, man, having never seen it. Let's put it to you this way. It's a major talk show host. She's on the E! Channel. She's got a show. Well, there's a tape out there, and it shows her being having sex with her boyfriend from behind. And she's nude, and her face is right in the camera, and so are her boobs.
Yeah.
So that, in and of itself, whether it's a gag or not, if you'll pardon the expression gag, that, in and of itself, is enough to get some headlines. Nonetheless, the video is too graphic to show on Radar Online, which ends with Chelsea's partner saying, did we get the blank shot? And whatever you think of the joke of sending out an audition tape that appears... This is Radar Online's commentary now. Whatever you think of the joke... About sending out an audition tape that appears to have been accidentally recorded over a sex tape, the early career stand-up routine does not get a lot of laughs. So I think what they're saying there is that we doubt seriously if she's telling the truth because the stand-up act itself is not funny, and there she is having sex. So anyway, after nearly 8 minutes of an excruciatingly bad and drawn-out waitress joke, the tape cuts to Chelsea's bedroom, where she's naked on all fours, having what appears to be a sexual act with a male partner who speaks with a British accent.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Why, because he has a British accent?
Yeah, you know, you hope an American.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she couldn't get an American guy to do this. Maybe she could only find a British guy to be on her bad audition tape. And nonetheless... It says here, I would like to see it a Radar Online. This is Chelsea talking, Chelsea Handler talking today. I'd like to see it a Radar Online. Thanks for ruining my surprise Christmas gift to my staff. And number two, it was made as a joke. She said this on her show, Chelsea, lately, when RadarOnline.com initially broke the story. I put it on an audition tape for a comedy club because I'm a comedian, and I've been showing it at birthday parties for effing years. I put it on an audition tape for a comedy club because I'm a comedian, and I've been showing it at birthday parties for years. But as RadarOnline.com exclusively reported, we have viewed the entire tape, and that's one triple X-rated joke. Chelsea is naked, and the sex act is graphic enough. Radar Online confirmed that the tape was sent out to Hollywood agents as a demo when Chelsea was looking to secure work. If it was an attempt to get notice, it worked. Chelsea gave this demo tape to a bunch of talent agents and managers hoping to book some gigs. It was taken so long ago, distributed on old VHS tapes, and the stand-up was so bad that most of the recipients of the tape probably didn't even watch past the first couple of minutes and missed the sex tape part altogether. Well, what? And she got work this way?
Wait a minute. Are they saying that the sex or the joke?
The joke? They say the joke was so lousy, the stand-up act was so lousy, that when you finally get to the sex part, you know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But, you know, whatever, you got to come up with some kind of an excuse.
Well, it ain't going to hurt her, you know. Do you think it'll hurt her? I don't know. I never predict these things the right way. I don't know.
I think it probably will hurt her that people will think they don't want to be or have her. Let's say black was the N-word. There's a black. Remember that guy?
Yeah, Michael Richards, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. That guy.
Yeah, okay. That ruined his career. Nobody ever wanted to even hear about him anymore. Well, same thing with this. You know,
there's a big difference, bud, between a guy yelling the N-word the way Michael Richards did and Chelsea Handler in a sex tape, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't, because people will think it's the same thing as saying the N-word.
What? That ain't the same thing at all, man. I'm black. I don't know.
You're not offended by that.
No, I ain't offended by it. My kids saw it, I'd be offended by it.
So what? I don't understand.
We don't understand. Are you telling me that yelling the N-word is the same as Chelsea Handler on a videotape having sex?
I think they're equally offensive.
Oh, you're high on drugs, man. There's no way. There's no way.
Why do you say that, man?
I can never say nothing right. You're always telling me I'm saying it wrong.
Well, why don't you speak from your heart instead of saying crap you think people should hear?
No, I think it's stuff I'm supposed to say.
Don't say stuff you're supposed to say. Say what you think.
So I wasn't supposed to say that.
I didn't tell you to say that. I didn't tell you to say that Chelsea Handler having sex is as offensive as somebody yelling the N-word.
Because I don't think so.
Well, then say that.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither. What a waste. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, high school students are accidentally shown gay porn. Do you think that's offensive?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Neither do I. We'll be right back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We've got a very, very exciting piece of news coming up, a couple of nice pieces of news coming up. One having to do with our show, the other having to do with our show merchandise. Stick around, we'll tell you. And join us online at philhendryshow.com. This is where our Phil Hendry merchandise store is going to be. South Carolina Republicans hold a strange antebellum event. Senate president posed as a Confederate general surrounded by black slaves. Now, this was in Charleston, South Carolina this past weekend, and let's find out whether this is really anything that we need to concern ourselves with or is somebody getting excited over nothing. The National Federation of Republican Women held its annual fall board of directors meeting in Charleston. In attendance at the event were major Republican leaders throughout the state, including Governor Mark Sanford, you know, that clown that was having the affair with the woman in South America. He's still the governor, huh?
Yeah, when is the guy going to walk, man?
I guess he's got to be the governor for a while more.
Have they had a new election or anything?
I don't know.
Because you figure by now, if they had a new election, oh, yeah, that's right. He ain't quitting. I forgot. He's digging in his heels. He's going to stick around, even though he's a douchebag. One shocking moment at the National Federation of Republican Women meeting involved a special event called the Southern Experience. In this event, attendees dressed in clothing reminiscent of the Civil War and the antebellum South. As FITS News, a South Carolina news blog, reports, South Carolina Senate President Glenn McDonnell participated in the event by dressing up as a Confederate general and at many points posed with African Americans dressed as slaves. The National Federation of Republican Women held its annual fall board of directors meeting in Charleston last week in a decision the organization is likely regretting over several controversial pictures from one of the meeting's sponsored events. One of the pictures shows South Carolina President Glenn McDonnell posing in his rebel garb with a pair of African Americans dressed in antebellum attire. The event in question, dubbed the Southern Experience, was held last Friday evening in the Country Club at Charleston, hosted by the South Carolina Federation of Blah, 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 Blah. The photos have been picked up on political blogs, both here in South Carolina and nationally, according to this news article. Channel 19 in Charleston made phone calls and started asking questions about the photos. I can tell right now, I'm almost done, this is a non-story. You know how I knew? Because they keep talking about the photos. There's one photo here. They posed in these pictures, and two of the black attendees, dressed as slaves, are smiling big fat smiles, and Glenn McDonnell is smiling a huge fat smile. It turns out the two people, along with McDonnell, are entertainers who performed at many heritage festivals in the area. Several other political leaders also attended the Republican group's meeting, but they were not dressed up in Confederate gear. So, in other words, there's a blog that picked up the fact that they had slaves dressed up and they had people in Southern gear dressed up. That's Republicans. That's what they do. What's the big story?
Yeah, but man, what do they mean that's what they do? That guy in a Confederate uniform, that other people dressed as slaves.
Well, who's to figure what these guys are doing, man? Do you understand that this is the South Carolina?
No, it's the National Federation of the Republican Women,
I know what it is. I can see it. It's the Federation of Republican Women. Okay. Don't you understand, man? Is this South Carolina or North Carolina?
South Carolina.
Okay, wasn't it North Carolina 4 years ago that they didn't want gays? They had some gay thing. They're always doing something stupid.
What's stupid about this?
Because I got two guys dressed in slaves, man.
Maybe that was part of a play or something.
What do you mean a play?
Well, I mean, you can't... What are you saying? Republicans are all about slaves and everything like that?
I don't know, man. All I'm seeing here, this guy's in a Confederate uniform with two slaves.
Yeah, they say that those people dress up like that all the time.
It's some kind of a heritage festival that these people... They're actors who go to these different heritage festivals. I don't even know that there's a question here so much as there's just a statement. You can say, well, how come they had a thing where they're all dressed up in Confederate garb? I don't know, man. The story doesn't tell me. What the story does tell me is the following thing. The only thing that got people flipped out were pictures of this jackass in the Confederate gear and these two other jackasses dressed up as slaves. Now, why they're there doing that, I don't know. And you want to know something? I don't care.
Why?
Because I don't care.
Yeah, but don't you think they're being racist?
No, man. How do I know?
You can't tell they're being racist.
Hold on, bud. How do I know they're being racist?
Because look at that, man. See, are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. How do I know that they're being racist or that they're representing? It says the Southern Experience.
That's what I'm talking about, the Southern Experience. Hey, I know. Why don't we have the German experience, man? I'll get me some Jews, and I ain't eaten in a while, and have a Nazi, too.
They ain't Nazis. That's a Confederate. That's Robert E. Lee.
Oh, will you shut up? Will you stop with all of this jazz? Next thing, I'm going to be singing Dixie. The fact of the matter is, okay, we can argue what is the Southern Experience, Robert. We can argue all we want tonight about whether this is a valid festival or what. We don't know because the people that reported this don't want us to know. What they want us to know is that there was a picture of a guy dressed as a Confederate and there's, you know what I'm saying? It might have been something like you go and you sit down and it's a play or something. Or it was showing different phases of the Southern Experience down through the years. Let me see. Spoke about the Southern experience of this event. They were reminiscent of the Civil War and the antebellum South. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. This is a story that is being reported by the Huffington Post, AOL News, WLTX Charleston, Think Progress Blog, and Jason Rantz. Meaning, you know, Rantz probably tried to make it as objective as he could, but it's obvious that whoever wrote this wants to put the most negative spin they can on this.
Yeah, but you still don't know how come they got slaved.
Are you telling me, man, that any time a cat dresses up in a Confederate outfit and any time two black people dress up as slaves, that's got to be bad? Why can't it be what it is, a representation of what it once was?
Yeah, but they're Republicans doing it.
You want to know something, man? Republicans at one time were the ones that freed the slaves. You heard about that, right?
Dad, that's not true.
You want to bet it ain't true? What do you think? Lincoln was a Republican. Okay? Maybe that's what they're talking about. Maybe they're trying to remember when they were a party like that. I don't know. But I can smell a story a mile away that has been so polluted with point of view, it's no longer a news story. And that's what this is. This is a story about a something or other, and they dressed up as slaves. They don't want to tell us anything about the event. They don't want to tell us whether it was supposed to represent something larger, whether there were other aspects to it, whether there were other people dressed up in other things. They don't want to tell us whether, was there Frederick Douglass? Was he there? Maybe there were other blacks who represented progress. I don't know, you know. But the fact of the matter is, they reported this aspect of it so that we all would think Republicans are a bunch of racists. That's what that's about.
Man, you can't say that. How do you know, man, they're not reporting it the right way?
Why do you want to think that, man? Why do you want to think so predictably like that?
That's not predictable.
Yeah, it is.
Shut up, bud.
It is predictable. I'll tell you why. Because that's how they want you to think. Why can't you look at it the way I just said it? There is a larger picture you're not seeing, man. Like the old story about the man, the blind man. You ever hear the story about the blind man?
Uh-uh. What blind man?
Never mind. The blind guy, and they gave him the elephant's tail. He held the elephant's tail in his hand, and then he held the trunk of the elephant in his hand, and he never could figure out what the animal was.
Yeah, because he's blind.
I know he's blind, but he's holding onto the tail and the trunk, so he didn't get the whole story.
What do you think it was?
Thought it was a snake.
Yeah, because if he wasn't blind, he could see it.
He'd see it was an elephant.
That's not the point, man. The point is, he was only getting part of the story.
Get that guy some glasses.
Yeah, get him some bifocals or something.
Okay. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. New York City Mayor Bloomberg is moving to ban smoking in parks and on beaches. Why? Because we're just having too much fun, man. Got to pass another law, didn't you hear? Get him bifocals.
I don't understand that story at all.
The blind, we'll be back, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. The blind guy couldn't see, so he had to help.
Phil Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. If you're a smoker, New York City just got a little less friendly. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has announced plans to ban smoking in some of the Big Apple's most famous outdoor locations, including Central Park, the boardwalk at Coney Island, and parts of Times Square. And the reason is to be a pain in the ass and to make sure that a day doesn't go by that we don't pass some law that irritates living hell out of somebody for no good reason.
What do you mean? Smoking is bad and everything.
Smoking's bad, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, secondhand smoke?
Oh, yeah, no, I know about secondhand smoke.
But what are you talking about?
Well, let me ask you something. Here's Bloomberg, which, by the way, you know, forgive me, folks, but I don't have a lot of opinions about a lot of mayors. I mean, we got one here in L.A., whatever. And, it's very rare that a mayor comes along and really puts his stamp on a city. If you would talk about New York, you talk about the Lindsays, you talk about the LaGuardias, you talk about the
Mayor Koch.
Mayor Koch? What do you mean, Mayor Koch?
How about that Giuliani, man?
Giuliani. Talk about L.A., we talk about Mayor Yorty and Mayor Bradley, and well, that's about it. That's the only two.
Yeah.
Reardon, maybe. But, okay, our present mayor exempted, because I'm just talking about the history of the city. Bloomberg, here's a guy that blew into town on the heels of Giuliani, and talking a big game, big fat mouth on this guy going morning, noon, and night, talking this, talking that, talking something else. All this guy does is run his fat yap about how he's a better mayor than Giuliani. And now here comes this. The science is clear. Prolonged exposure to secondhand smoke, whether you're indoors or out, hurts your health. Well, no, the science isn't clear about the indoors or out part. No, it isn't, because I've read on the science. The science is very clear about enclosed spaces. Very clear. Not about outdoors. It can't be clear about outdoors, because you have so many variables. You have wind. You have just the bodies moving through the space, which disturbs the airflow. And, of course, you have the amount of smoke concentrated in any one area. Now, how much smoke are we talking about? And where are the people smoking? And where are the other people in relation to the people smoking? No, it isn't clear. It hurts your health. All right? Does that mean if I inhale polluted air, and what do we mean by polluted air? High concentrations of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, sulfur, things like that. Is that polluted? All right. High concentrations, that might be a key phrase. So when we talk about smoking outdoors, let's be clear about something. And let's be very clear about why this is going on here. This is about pains in the ass that don't like to see people smoking cigarettes.
No, man, you're wrong about that, man.
No, I'm exactly right about that.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say what?
What do you mean about pain in the ass? Smoking bad and everything.
I'm telling you, this is about some pain in the ass, whether it's Bloomberg or people in New York who don't like to see people smoking cigarettes. That's what it's about. And every time they see somebody smoking a cigarette, they think, oh, God, that guy's polluting my health. Or maybe they just don't like the fact that somebody is smoking a cigarette and enjoying it, and they can't do that, and it just bothers them to see them enjoying something.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you mean? I mean, if that guy's blew that smoke in your face.
He ain't blowing the smoke in my face, is he? He's not blowing the smoke in anybody's face. He's standing there having a cigarette. Smokers, more and more, move away on their own volition, away from people who are, whether they smoke or not, who are not smoking. You see smokers all the time going off by themselves, trying to be polite. The whole anti-smoking movement in the United States has gone well beyond the area of health. It's got nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do with physical health. It has to do with one group of a-holes trying to control another group of a-holes. In this case, the non-smoking ass people and the smoking ass people.
Smoking ass?
What is that?
You know what I'm talking about. And the point is, those people who don't smoke don't like seeing those guys who do smoke. They just don't like it. I'll give another example. I'm smoking a cigarette out in front of a studio that I was working at 3-4 years ago. I'm doing voiceover work. I walk outside to have a cigarette. Some ass walking down the street sticks his t-shirt up over his nose, looks back at me, and makes a face. Now, if I had been the kind of person that does this sort of thing, I would have walked over to him and knocked his ass on the ground, maybe kicked his teeth out of his head. What do you think of that?
Why are you going to do something like that?
Well, what's he doing that for? Basically saying, what a stinky, smelly, rotten guy you are. Well, how about this, man? If you think I'm so bad, watch this. Let's get the full effect. That guy did that not because my cigarette smoke was injuring his health. He wanted to make his little Adolf Hitler mini statement about controlling people.
I don't know, man. A lot of people smoke, and it gets in my face. I don't like it either.
What are you talking? Where?
Like, you know, if you go to Disneyland or something.
There's no smoking at Disneyland.
Well, there used to be.
There ain't no smoking there now. Where do you get smoke blown in your face?
A lot of places. If I'm just, I smell it going down the street.
You know, bud, smelling it and having it blown in your face are two different things. You may smell nicotine. There's a lot of things you may smell.
Yeah, but nicotine, you don't have to, they don't need a, that's not necessary to smell that.
Well, sure it is. Maybe they need to smoke that cigarette.
What about automobile exhaust? The people driving a car, they got to drive.
How do you know they got to drive? Somebody driving a car, how do I know he's got to drive? How do I know he's taking a necessary trip? How do I know he's not just out joyriding, screwing my lungs up while he's doing it? This is all part and parcel of this over-control. I'm telling you, this has got, written all over it. People just want to make sure that everybody is tied down. Batten down the hatches. Let's make sure that everybody is just, tied down, man. Don't move. I don't like you moving. Where are you going? What are you doing? Well, I don't know. I thought, no. We got to make sure we know where you are and where you are and where you are and when you are.
How come you talk like that? You quit smoking, too.
I told you that I was going to quit smoking. I would never become a reformed smoker, ever. I smoked from the time I was 14 until I was 57 years of age. Okay?
What's that? That's like 20 years.
That's right, bud. It's 20 years. 20 years.
Man, don't you know how to add?
Yeah, 20 years.
That's right, 20 years. 14 plus 20 is 34. I'm 34.
No.
More like 43.
Really?
43 years I smoked. 43 years I smoked. And it's been easier giving up the cigarettes than it'll ever be giving up the smoker mindset, which basically says this. It's a tough habit to kick, and I know that smokers work harder than probably anybody with a bad habit to try to stay out of everybody's way. They go out on the street. They go into alleys. They go into the filthiest places just so they can have a cigarette. They smoke in their own homes. They're told they can't smoke. They smoke in their own cars. You can't smoke. They're smoking on the street. You can't smoke. Can't smoke in a park, Central Park, the biggest damn park in the world. You're not allowed to smoke there now. Can't smoke on the beach? Why is this? Health? Bullcrap.
Come on, man. You got to be about health. Otherwise, about like a dictatorship or something.
Really? Well, gee, I guess that's where we live. You want to talk about a dictatorship? It ain't got nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats, whether there's a war or whether there isn't, or whether there's a Bush or whether there's an Obama. It's got to do with health care or not health care. It's got to do with the personal habits and behavior of human beings that bother the personal habits and behavior of other human beings. And they can't just let it go, man. They can't just let it be. They got to do something to control it. Not because of their health, but because they're angry, pruned up, dried up, ugly people.
You're saying everybody don't smoke is all pruned up.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. People that don't smoke and make an issue out of other people that do smoke, they're pruned up and they're dried out.
What do you mean pruned up?
I'm just pruned up. I don't know what you mean by pruned up. What do you mean by pruned up?
You're talking about like pruned up.
Yeah, pruned up.
Be like wrinkled?
Old, man. You understand what I'm saying? No laughs.
Oh, yeah.
Wrinkled, that's right. Allegedly, a drunk Delta pilot was pulled from the cockpit of his plane, Amsterdam, an apparently intoxicated U.S. pilot was pulled from the cockpit of his Delta Airlines jet. See? One more guy trying to have laughs. And
are you kidding?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am kidding about this. You can't be drinking and...
Okay, well, what's the difference between that?
What's the difference between that and what?
And smoking. You don't let everybody smoke, but that guy can't have a drink?
You must be some kind of an idiot, Robert. If I'm smoking a cigarette standing out on a beach, what's that got to do with killing people on an airplane?
Well... What do you mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, well, isn't it? You know what I mean.
I do.
Well, what are you talking about?
Are you an idiot, man? This guy's drunk flying a jet. What's that got to do with smoking a cigarette?
You're not allowed to smoke on a plane either.
Yeah, if you smoke on a plane, it'll blow. You could blow it up because of the oxygen.
But I ain't talking about smoking on a plane. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about oxygen. I'm talking right now about a guy that was drinking and he was flying the plane. Now, you can smoke a cigarette. That isn't going to cause you to have a motor sensory problem. That's not going to cause you, man, to think that something is 3 miles away when it's actually 2 feet away. It's not going to cause you. You're not going to have any vertigo problems. You're smoking and you can't smoke in an airplane anyway.
Didn't you tell me one time you smell a guy smoking?
Yeah, that was on a plane. I was going to Mexico, Air Mexico or whatever, that Mexicana. They were smoking in the cockpit, a lion sack of crap. You can't smoke in the airplane. Those bastards in the cockpit were smoking.
Though the pilots, right?
The pilots, yeah. This is about booze, baby, booze. You understand? This is a 52-year-old captain from Woodbury, New Jersey. The guy blew a .023. Wait a second, man. I thought 0.08. What am I saying, 0.08? You're not allowed to you're not allowed to drink at all if you're a pilot.
What's the legal limit?
Yeah.
For a driver, it's 0.08.
Well, he was well below that.
I just got done telling you, you can't have any booze when you're a pilot. Doesn't matter. The level is above the legal limit in the Netherlands, which has some of the toughest drunk driving laws in Europe. What? You telling me that they got to be below the drunk of the vehicular drunk driving law? The FAA says a pilot cannot fly a plane with a blood alcohol level higher than 0.018. That's the FAA. That's the United States. This is Amsterdam. Authorities pulled the pilot off the plane after receiving an anonymous tip that he was drunk, said Joe Claren, a police spokesman. Claren said the pilot at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport had pulled away from the gate when when police came to meet the plane. They fined this guy $910, 700 euros. How about that? Anthony Black of Delta Airlines said Flight 35 was canceled out of concern that a crew member appeared to be unfit for duty. Well, there you go. 877-876-PHIL here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Men's Health Magazine reveals the cities that have the most sex. Huh? How about that? And the cities that have the least sex. Coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Online at philhendryshow.com. So here's another article about sex from Men's Health Magazine. I'm beginning to get really worried about Men's Health Magazine. They had an article about what cities has the best sex. Now, when you talk to a guy, and I don't know about you other guys, but let me just talk about this guy here. Well, what does that mean anyway?
Well, like, where who has the best sex and stuff?
What do you mean, who has the best sex? Are you saying the most sex? Who has the hottest looking women?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
You guys at Men's Health, you got some of the like most pointless freaking surveys. Here comes another one. This is the hotbeds of sex. I guess this is where they have the most sex. Or maybe it's the least sex. Well, we have both. Based upon a variety of criteria having to do with the sale of condoms, the birth of children, and a lot of other jazz that probably has nothing whatsoever to do with sex so much as it has something to do with intelligence, you know? Like they have here, the rate of sexually transmitted diseases. Then they have an article here to help raise your city's ranking. See this month's The Above Average Guy. All I'm saying is that this is a meaningless statistic and survey. I can understand probably the hotbeds of sex. Does that mean for, because it's Men's Health Magazine, so what we're saying here is the loosest people sexually.
Well, I also said, like, how many condoms do they sell?
All right, so maybe they sell a lot of condoms. Maybe there's only five people having sex, and they sell all these condoms to those people. Does that mean that it's a hotbed of sex, or they just got five people with brains in that town? See, that's possible, too.
Well, how many condoms are they going to sell?
Could sell, like, thousands of condoms to the same five people.
You're nuts.
I'm kidding, okay? Anyway, but think about that, bud. Think about it, okay?
What?
If it was only five people in a town having sex...
Which is impossible.
All right, but let's just say that it's possible. And they were buying all the condoms to the tune of, like, thousands a year. Some dumbass from Men's Health Magazine would make an assumption about the sex habits of that city that's completely wrong.
Well, I see what you're saying. They all buy the condom, but only five.
There's only five of them. And then they have rates of sexually transmitted diseases. So they say, well, there's only five people getting sexually transmitted diseases, even though there's thousands of condoms being sold. So that's pretty good. No, it means that they're idiots.
What do you mean?
It means that these five people are buying thousands of condoms every year, but they're still getting sexually transmitted diseases. So they've got five idiots in a city where nobody else has sex. I mean, that to me, would you even want to visit a town like that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, you read an article about them, you think everybody has sex and they only got five idiots. But in point of fact, it's like some freak town.
Yeah, it sounds like a weird... like a place you get, you know, like locked up by ghouls or something.
What do you mean ghouls, man?
What kind of a town is that?
It's weird. It's five people having sex. They're so stupid they don't know how to put condoms on. Everybody else, they don't have sex. Oh, God. It's like something out of H.P. Lovecraft. So anyway, here are the cities. Austin, Texas, number one. Most of these towns, by the way, in the top ten are Texas cities. So Austin, Texas is number one college town. So they're educated. So they use a lot of condoms there. But they still have a high rate of, I don't know. Anyway, Austin, Texas is number one. Dallas is number two. Dallas, Texas. Number three, Columbus, Ohio. Isn't that also a college town?
Yeah, Columbus University.
What do you mean, Columbus University?
Ain't that it?
No. Where's Ohio State? Ain't that in Columbus?
Uh-uh. Ohio State is like, is it Kent State?
No, Kent State is Kent State. Where's Ohio State?
I thought it was in Columbus.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Kent State. Ohio State is in Columbus. Yeah, Jason just said.
Well, where's Kent State?
In Kent, man.
Ain't that in Ohio State?
Does it sound like it's Ohio State?
It's Kent State, you idiot.
Don't call me an idiot, man. Don't ever do that.
Well, it's Kent State.
All right, but that's the only one I ever heard of.
All right, well, that doesn't mean that it ain't Ohio. It's Ohio State if the only place you ever heard of an... Oh, get out of here, man. All right, so the next one is Columbus. That's in Ohio. That's Ohio State, okay? We got Austin. That is the University of Texas. So far, out of the top three, we got two college towns. Do college people have sex? Yes! Number four, Durham, North Carolina. What's there, bud? I don't know.
Look it up. Durham is where they have, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, you two guys look it up. I hear Duke University.
Where'd you find that out?
Jason had it. So that's another college town. Denver, Colorado.
That's Denver University.
Yeah, okay, well, big deal, Denver University. How many people go there? Three?
Well, you want to talk about a college town or not.
Okay, but Denver University ain't exactly what I would say is like Big 12, okay? What I'm saying, you know? How about Boulder, maybe? Oh, here we go. No, Boulder ain't there. Anyway, Denver. Number six, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis University.
Hey, bud, just because it's a town doesn't mean it's going to be called Indianapolis University.
What are you talking about? They had Denver.
Well, any town, man. I could say, like, Jacksonville. Okay, yes, there is a Jacksonville University, but suppose I said, where are we right now? Ventura. Is there a Ventura University?
There's Ventura College.
Is there a Reno University?
Well, not every town.
That's what I'm saying. Every time I mention a town, you guys say, oh, there's going to be Jacksonville University. Arlington, Texas, okay?
Yeah. Arlington, Texas University.
Bullcrap, man. There's no such place.
How do you know, man? Texas is so big, they got a state college system just like California do.
All right. Well, maybe they got a state college. Just because it's a town, man. Bakersfield. Is there a Bakersfield University?
There's Cal State Bakersfield.
No, there isn't, man.
How do you know?
Because I know they're in a Cal State Bakersfield. And there ain't no Bakersfield University, and there ain't no University of California at Bakersfield. So there. And look at this. I can't even get to the freaking list.
What about Burlington, Vermont?
Yeah, I guess it's Burlington University, huh? There's Bakersfield College. Oh, you blew it, didn't you?
You said there wasn't.
Anyway, I got to get out of here. Thank you very much. The Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Jason Rantz, our producer. Charles Wygant, our technical director. And Dan Northcraft is our associate producer.
Phil Hendry.